The pigeon that fell in the farmer's field near Lechtefelde in July 1941 had begun its journey a day and a half earlier. Home was a loft in a large garden on Lattice Avenue, a quiet suburban street in Ipswich, full of recently built houses. The bird had been plucked from its loft and handed over by its owner. Owners were told nothing of where a bird was going or what it would be doing. All they knew was that it was something secret for the war effort. Soon, the bird had company. Our pigeon and its fellow birds were driven in a van about 40 miles to Newmarket Racecourse. There, each pigeon was placed in its own special box with a parachute attached. A tiny green Bakelite cylinder, about the size of a pen cap, was placed around its leg. Newmarket was home to a top-secret RAF squadron whose job was to carry out special duties for British intelligence. In the summer of 1940, MI6 had approached the Air Ministry to ask if it could help drop agents behind enemy lines. The first attempt to land an agent in Belgium using a small Lysander plane ended in disaster on August 18, 1940. The plane was unable to touch down and was lost on its return flight, killing both pilot and agent. But the RAF persisted and began to use a mix of Lysander landings and parachute drops to deliver agents. The crews were trained in the dangerous task of night flying over enemy territory using moonlight. The hours before takeoff would be spent memorizing the locations of rivers, lakes, railway lines, and forests. The moonlight allowed crewmen to read their maps and guide themselves by the landmarks they could see below. The drop of our pigeon on that July night was a minor add-on to the primary secret mission of parachuting two agents into Belgium. The pilots, Ron Hockey and Ashley Jackson, took off in their Whitley from the racecourse and headed over the channel into Nazi-occupied Europe. Enemy searchlights lit up the plane as it reached Nieuport on the Belgian coast, not far from Dunkirk, where the previous year small boats had played a vital part in rescuing the British Expeditionary Force from destruction. Anti-aircraft fire opened up from the ground, but the pilots pressed on. They headed inland toward Charleroi, south of Brussels. As they did, they passed over a field in Ardois, near Lechtefelde. This was our pigeon's moment. The flaps of the aircraft were lowered and one of the team grabbed the container. The best height from which to drop was between 600 and 1,000 feet, at a speed of about 180 miles an hour. The pigeon was rudely ejected. "We tried to be very humane and give them a good drop," an RAF pilot remembered of the process. The plane went on to Namur and Saint-Hubert, but the crew realized they were lost and had to abandon the agent drop, returning home after a five-hour trip. The next night they tried again, but the mission went disastrously wrong. The parachute of one of the agents caught in the plane as he leapt out over Belgium. He was left twirling out of the back like a puppet on a string. The crew were unable to reach him as his body repeatedly slammed against the side of the aircraft. By the time they returned to Britain, he was dead, and his battered body was dropped into the sea the next night. Crews, as well as agents, took enormous risks. Their life expectancy was lower even than that of those who flew bombing missions over Germany, and with their gallows humour they enjoyed regaling each other with stories of derring do. They found Columba a rather amusing and odd little sideshow. Pigeons were dropped in a small parachute container, their heads just visible through the top of it, one pilot recalled. An agent might sometimes have second thoughts about parachuting into some dark, snowy wilderness, but the pigeons were given no choice. "I doubt if any of them survived," the pilot reflected. But the bird dropped near Lichterfelde did make it. The primary mission of that flight, to drop agents, might have failed, but the pilots would not have known that the train of events set in motion by the pigeon they had pushed out would end up with intelligence landing on Churchill's desk. The parachute deployed, and the pigeon fell gently into the dark field, ready to be discovered by a farmer the next morning. This was Columba, the secret pigeon service.